A National Park Service study says the Apostle Islands generated $17 million in 2010, and that was an off year for the park. 157,000 people visited that year, compared with the usual number of 180,000. Apostle Islands National Lakeshore Superintendent Bob Krummenacher says the Lake Superior Archipelago attracts people who spend about $166 a day in the area.
Hayfield and the surrounding communities are highly popular visitor destinations. People travel from a great distance. They tend to stay, many of our visitors, in nice B&Bs, and they eat in nice restaurants, things that aren't necessarily available to the average visitor around other national parks.
Big Water Coffee Roasters co-owner Danielle Ewalt in Bayfield sees customers from the upper Midwest and beyond. She says the Apostle Islands makes the big expanse of Lake Superior more interesting.
It makes the Bayfield area and like the Shawamigan Bay area a really unique place to live and to visit that no other place offers. So it provides a lot.
The study says of the $17 million generated, 52% is spent on meals and lodging, 29% on other retail, and 10% on entertainment like Big Top Chautauqua. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.